Hello everyone, my name is Abdulrahman Afad and I am a PhD student at Leeds University. Today I'm going to present a small data related to Arabic interviews. I know today it's more related to ordinary talk and mundane talk, but my data is more to institutional talk that related to the study that came later after probably the mid in 80s or late 90s related to news interviews in British and American interviews. The basic idea of my my presentation is to compare some strategies used in American and British interviews to the Arabic ones. And it has been long studied in by some CA researchers such as the Great Batch and Heritage, and they brought some basic structure for interviews in America and British interviews. Just to begin to start, the first thing is some definition that they came up with what we mean by saying news interviews. As we see here is news interviews is different to other programs such as celebrity shows that tend to be more conversational than the strict one, which is news interviews that it's only based on questions and answer the whole interview. The other thing is normally when we say news interviews, that we don't mean only that the interviews that come in the bulletins, but we can also include the other programs that tend to talk about current affairs and news interviews, such as Newsnight and other Face the Nation and other programs in the news channels. Basically, Great Batch put some strategies in news interviews, the system that how interviewers and interviewees, they interact. For example, they select only to question answer whole interview. Also, they normally don't produce actions that normally produce in ordinary talk. And also, that statement produced before questions and normally interviews open and closed by interviewers. I'm not going to examine all of these. What I'm going to examine is something that, because the basic argument here that it's very, very strict to question and answer in British and American. While in Arabic interviews, my argument is it's more relaxed, that shows some conversational action during this strict environment. So I'm going to examine three features, which is a greeting, address terms, and tear taken. The data are taken from two Arabic channels, news channels, called Al Arabiya and Al Akhbariya, which one is more independent and the other one is the state-owned channel, because we will see later that the state-owned channel is more relaxed and show some very respectful to the officials who represent the government. The first strategy, greetings, the Claimant and Heritage, they have their own book, is well-known books called Arabic, called the News Interviews. Mm-hmm. And they found that greetings are remarkably absent. So basically, the interviewer start the show, and with opening interview, then go directly to the first question without greeting his guest. Dancy, she's tried to make it more quantitative, and she counted every greeting in her data, and she found 60% in the British, they have a greeting. Randall Short in Australian interviews, she found that it's different to the British and the American. She found a brief greeting such as good evening or hello at the beginning. It's brief but common in Australian. For example, here we see from Heritage and the claimant that when they start from the beginning, the introducing the interview, he introduced the guest and what's going to talk about, then start immediately by the first question, what do you think it's in line three? Do you think it's, and without saying hello or good evening. If I go to Arabic interviews, in my data, it's always in my data, they greet their guests. They have to greet each one. And the thing, it's not only brief, it's elaborated greetings. For example, if you see here example, we will see, and regarding this in line one, regarding this decision and the prospective orientation, we host in the studio the W2 Health Minister for planning. And then in line three, he said, Allah greets you or God greets you. This is the first greeting. It's not enough. After he replied, the guest, welcome all, he came back and we are pleased to have you here. It's like it make it more relaxed and more informal. Why we saw in English, they immediately go to the first question. And again, he repeated again in line eight by welcome, in line seven, so once again, welcome. So try to make it more relaxed and conversational with his guest. The other thing I've noticed that also interviewees, when they ask the first question, sometimes they pause for a while to elaborate on the details, to make it more relaxed also. For example, we have here, after he greeted his guest in line three, good evening, mister, and then start with the first question, in line four, we will see here in line eight that the interviewee didn't connect to the answer directly. He wanted to pause and make some greeting to his guest, his interviewer, to the audience, to everyone in the channel. So before we begin, may I greet you, my brother Khalid, and greet your dear guest brother, Engineer Abdul Masjid, and greet you truly the channel. So they are making the strict system that in British or in American more relaxed here by elaborating on greetings. The second feature is address tip. We have found in English that interviewers normally address their guests formally, either by Dr. Prime Minister or Mr. Howard. So it has to be formal from the interviewee to the interviewer. And the opposite, it's been found that they always or often make it with the first name. So the Prime Minister or the official one, the guest, address his interviewer by only name. What I have found in Arabic, that they address their guests formally, but occasionally they use first name to make it more conversational, more relaxed, more informal. So again, here, this is one of the interview. He has, the guest is judge, and he was discussing about latest news in Saudi Arabia. And he again, he said, okay, Abdulaziz, what do you think? It's not only one sentence, the whole interview, how is it available, Abdulaziz? And again, it means there aren't there Abdulaziz. So he used only the first name, which is, as I said, it's unusual in British and in American, in the Western media. The second strategy used, I found, is called technonymous, which is in Arabic culture, we called an informal interaction. We address people by their father of their eldest son. So if your half son is Peter, we say to you, hello, father of Peter, or Peter's father. This is very informal, but it's show respect for, it's respectful because we avoid the first name and try to make the nice name to address you by the name that you did choose for your son and you like it. We have found here, it's very interesting. I'll go back to the first beginning. It's after he introduced the official to the audience by saying, we have in line two, the Deputy Health Minister for Planning and Development, it's very formal, Dr. Mohammed bin Hamza Al-Fushaym. Then he turned to him and he said, welcome, Abu Khalid. Khalid is his eldest son, supposed to be. But we don't know the audience. But he did use here the first, this address name to make it more personal, to personalize the interaction, to make it more relaxed. The other way is the interviewee, how they address the interviewer. It's again, they address them like in the Western media, by the first name. But what I have found, they use it with more terms that show friendly words, such as brother, dear Muhammad, dear Khalid, dear. So for example, the interviewee, he said, first, I thank you, my brother, Dawood. Dawood is the interviewer. I thank you, my brother, Dawood, and then in line three again, as my brother, Dr. Shuaish said, and so on. So he used these terms to make it more friendly and less formal. If we go to the third feature, term taken, one of the system found in by Heritage and Clayman, and also by Great Badge, that it's normally in the term taken in ordinary talk, we have question answer, and they close this question answer and start with another question if they talk in ordinary talk. For example, and this is in the ordinary talk, Nancy, how is your foot? Oh, it's healing beautifully. And then she didn't go to the next question. Nancy, she closed by acknowledging the answer, and she said, good. This is not found in the system, which is very strict in news interviews, because the interviewer has to go to the next thing directly, which is a question. So the interaction keeps question answer without producing this third position. The second also feature for the interviews, that they normally withhold a large number of action that produce normally in ordinary talk, such as yes, this what's Heritage or also Shagla term it as continuous action, that the interviewer or the one speaks in ordinary talk understand that you have more to say, so they give you the chance pass you their turn. What I have found in Arabic, for example, this is in interviews in American and interview that in each complete constructional unit, they don't perceive any of these continuous. So in line six, nothing is produced by the interviewer. Even there is silent, there is he completed his constructional unit, but nothing is produced here. In Arabic, what I found that they occasionally use this third position to close and start a new question. For example, after he answered the interviewee in line one and two, the interviewer stated Jameel, which is literally means beautiful, but in this, I use good, it's more in this context, means good. So he said good, and then move to the next question. He could start with the next question without producing these terms, without closing the first the question, but he preferred to use it as ordinary talk, as you know, in formal interaction. And also, we have found here that in each complete constructional unit, they use some words as continuous in line 2, 4, and 8, and 10. Conclusion, Arabic interviews act more as a primary recipient rather than acting for offer or hearing audience, which means normally the argument that interviewers, they don't act as for themselves, but they are acting for the overhearing audience, which means they should exclude all the personal action that are normally in the ordinary talk. While in Arabic, we have seen some actions that show that they produce terms that make the interaction move to ordinary talk rather than being restricted with the question and answers. And as I said, also Arabic interviews tend to be more conversational than the one described in English literature. This is the basic argument in my presentation today. I hope that I have explained it very well, because I know need more data to explain, but the short or limited time didn't allow to say much. Thank you very much again. And if there is any question, I'm very happy to answer.
Thank you. Thank you, Abdul Rahman. That was very clear, very well timed, so there's plenty of time for comments, observations, questions. Sorry.
Hi.
Hello, Ava. Ava Horowitz.
Very fascinating, the stuff you've got there. I just wondered, sort of put us in the picture of, I'm interested in the father plus son's name and the my brother stuff. How does that compare? What sort of register of formality in comparison to ordinary conversation are we talking with that? Is that, for example, a term of address that was usually used with someone, a respected elder, or is it somebody of equal status, or do you use that of somebody who is of a lower status in normal conversation? What sort of register is that sort of term?
It's normally because it's being respectful. So even you don't have to have a son, for example, but they know that you like to be addressed by this address. Because you think that when you get old, when you get married, you will have a child and you will call it this name. So people address you without being or having that child, because just being respectful. It doesn't have to be old. It's more normally for friends and family, and it's the argument that people don't want to use the first name. They use it informally with Abu, or father of of the son. It's normally the son. If you have a daughter, they would call you with the daughter, father of, or mother of the daughter. But if the son comes, normally they move to the son, and even if he is younger than the daughter. So it's not only related. Normally for social things, and it's not only by old people or someone only you respect. It can be used among his friends.
Ruth Perry, I saw your hand up.
So kind of following on from Eden's question, I guess one of the things that, as a Westerner, seeing that interaction, and if you call somebody brother something, it's very old-fashioned perhaps for us, but it would sound quite deferential and so on. And so again, as a Westerner looking at that data, your proposal that these actions were making the interaction more relaxed were quite hard to follow, because it seems, I can see there's the actions that you'd use in informal talk that you're saying, like the continues and so on, but at the same time, some of those actions you could also interpret as being building deference, building respect, building the interviewer as, to some degree beneath the interviewee. So I guess that's what I would like to ask you about, this, your interpretation of it, of these actions making the interaction more relaxed, as opposed to the interpretation that I would come to, which is it in a way makes it much more deferential. And I was interested in your comments on that.
The thing is, I do have also, because my thesis is about aggressiveness and deference in Arabic interviews. And this is only to make context for my argument later about that. And what I have found, it's the aggressiveness is not there as in Western media. People tend to make it very deference with their guests. And the thing is, after the Arab Spring and the change happened later, I have found some data that the interviewers become very aggressive with their guests. And these terms, which is brother or my dear, they are not there with the context when there is aggressiveness. While in the beginning, hello and Abu, how are you okay, brother? They are there when there is something, show some relaxation. And so these brothers and sisters and normally comes when there is something relaxed, talking relaxed. While if it's more aggressive, we don't see these terms appear in my data. So I found it's more to relaxed context rather than aggressive, or as you said, it's more showing deference.
So you're kind of meaning relaxed in the sense of kind of. In the sense of non-aggressive.
I guess non-aggressive. I wouldn't expect someone see a brother, how are you okay, then aggressive style comes later after that. So this just the background for my data that I show, this friendly environment doesn't indicate that aggressiveness will appear in the interaction.
I have a question concerning the address term Abu. Of course, that is for male interviewees. I suppose that there are fewer female interviewees in Arabic news media, but how are female interviewees addressed? Is there parallel, similar term like the other for males?
Yes, it's similar. For example, brother, sister, they would say brother, ukhti, they would say my sister, as my sister said. So they still use it the same. It's only because the interviewer here is male. So.
But is there a parallel term to Abu?
Yes, they say which is mother of. But again, they still call it by the first son. It doesn't matter how, mother or father.
Yes, Fabienne, Fabienne.
Did you find any differences in the use of address terms between the opening of the interview and then later on where the discussion is started?
I didn't actually focus on this area.
Do you think from what you know, do you think that's something that's likely to be there, or is the use of address terms specific to the opening to set up the kind of context that you were talking about, or is it connected to specific actions?
I don't know, actually. I don't have any data that can I make sure that it would change or would stay the same. But in as I said, in Arab Spring, after that they came, I didn't see even at the beginning they say brother and sister and make it relaxed. So it's like at the beginning it's known that the style is not going to be very relaxed. Or this is what I think from before going and checking again about the data between the beginning and the mid of the data or the end of the data.
Good. Well, let's do the handover one more time. Thank you very much, Abdurrahman.